welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. All right, what's going on, everyone? Today, we're going to be talking about user-generated content. So, user-generated content, what is it, and why is it so important? Well, user-generated content, in its simplest terms, is any form of content that's created by your customers, by your fans, by your followers, instead of being produced by your brand. We're talking about the raw, authentic, and real-life experiences that people share about your product or service. Could be social media, could be blogs, or it even could be their conversations they're having online or even offline. Now, you might be asking, why should I care about UGC, user-generated content? Well, let me tell you, it is a game changer for your marketing strategy. In today's digital world, where people are bombarded with ads and promotions, they're craving authenticity. They want to see genuine experience and honest opinions, not just what a brand has to say about itself, but what the customers say about the brand. And UGC can provide this in spades. It's basically free marketing. It's like having an army of brand advocates spreading the word about your product or service without you lifting a finger. And if you're ready for the real kicker, UGC has some killer benefits that can take your brand to the next level because it builds trust. So when people see others using and enjoying your product, it creates that all important social proof. And I can't emphasize this enough. Social proof is like the holy grail of marketing. It can skyrocket your conversions. Secondly, it keeps your marketing fresh and engaging. Nobody wants to see the same old ad over and over again, but with UGC, you have endless streams of creative and unique content to share with your audience and keeps things interesting and keeps your brand top of mind. And lastly, it can help you form really deep connections with your audience when you're sharing and engaging their content. It shows you care about what they think and what they feel. And that, my friend, is how you create diehard fans who will stick with you through thick and thin. So there you have it, the lowdown on UGC, why it's a must in your marketing toolkit. So today we're going to dive into the different types of UGC, strategies to encourage it, and best practices for showcasing it in your brand's promotions. But before I go, make sure you share this podcast with anybody that's building anything because business is tough, doesn't have to be, and somebody can definitely use this. So first, let's do the different types of user-generated content. First, you have customer reviews and testimonials. These bad boys are pure gold. Nothing speaks louder than a happy customer sharing their honest opinion about your product or service. So make sure you're not only collecting these reviews, but you're also promoting them on social as well. Next, we have social media posts and shares. And you know what I'm talking about. Those organic, in-the-moment snaps or stories from your fans using your product. Rocking your merch, just giving you a shout-out, whatever it is. These posts are like mini advertisements. And the best thing is, they come straight from the customers. So keep an eye on those hashtags and mentions. Don't be afraid to reshare and engage with your fans' content. Moving on, we got blog posts and articles. These are fantastic ways to generate buzz around your brand, especially if they come from influencers or respected voices in your industry. Encourage your users to write about their experiences, and you might just see a surge in interest and traffic to your site. And then we have photos and videos. Visual content is obviously very powerful. People love to see real-life examples of your product in action, so encourage your customers to share their snaps and their clips. Plus, with platforms like Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, there's no shortage of opportunities to showcase this content to reach new audiences. And last but not least, we have community forums and discussions. This is where your customers gather to share their experiences, ask questions, offer advice to fellow users. These online communities can be a goldmine for UGC. They provide you with valuable insights into your customers' needs, pain points, and what they love about your brand. So don't be shy. Join the conversation and use this user-generated wisdom to refine your marketing strategy and product offerings. These are the five different types of user-generated content that can boost your brand and promotion and marketing efforts. But now let's speak about how to actually showcase it. So first, let's talk about a branded hashtag. And let's talk about how to get your fans to create and share the amazing UGC. Well, one strategy is to create a branded hashtag. It's like a bat signal for your customers, telling them that you want to see their content. Plus, it makes it super easy for you to find and share their posts. So get creative. Come up with a catchy hashtag. Promote it across your channels. Remember, consistency is key. So use it in all your campaigns. Watch the content roll in. You do need to have audiences for this to work, obviously. So you make sure that you're launching this initiative against an audience. or a community. Next, let's talk about incentivization. So incentivizing content sharing with rewards or discount, because people love getting rewarded for their efforts. So why not give them a little something in return for their UGC? You can offer discounts, exclusive access, or even just a shout out to motivate your customers to share their experiences. Make it fun, make it exciting. You will get people on board. Next is hosting contests and giveaways. Contests and giveaways are a classic way to generate buzz and encourage UGC. Create a contest where your customers can submit their best photos or videos or stories featuring your product. Offer a sweet prize. Watch your fans get creative and competitive. And you can create a little bit of a gamification or a contest to it. So not only are you going to have a ton of new content to share, but you'll also create a sense of community with your brand. Another suggestion would be to collaborate with influencers and brand ambassadors. So influencers and brand ambassadors can play a huge role in promoting UGC. These are the people that have significant following who can help amplify your message. Partner with influencers who genuinely love your product and can inspire their audience to create and share content. Remember, authenticity is crucial, so choose your partners wisely and focus on building genuine relationships. And lastly, make sure that sharing UGC is as easy as possible for customers. Provide clear instructions on how to submit their content, whether it's through a dedicated platform, email, social media. The simpler the process, the more likely people are to participate. And always make sure to engage with the content that they share. Like, comment, and reshare it yourself. Show some appreciation and some love and build a community around this. So these are the five strategies to encourage your customers to create and share UGC. Put these into action. And then once you get your content, let's talk about how to actually leverage it. So first things first, when you're showcasing UGC that your audience has created, you have to make sure that you have permission to use this content. So a lot of the times, if you set up a formal process or if you use a tool to collect content, and permission can be built into that process and implied. But if somebody is just, for example, posting a story, reach out to the creator, ask if it's okay to feature their work. Not only is this actually a legal requirement, which platforms solve for anyways, or a contest could solve for anyways, but it shows respect and it helps build relationships with your customers. And of course, give credit where credit is due. So tag the creator, acknowledge their efforts. Now, when it comes to selecting UGC to feature, remember that quality is key. You want to showcase content that reflects your brand's values and aesthetic while also being engaging and appealing to your audience. Be selective and make sure the content you choose aligns with your brand identity and marketing goals. And don't just limit yourself to one platform. Share that UGC across your website, social media, email campaigns, even in-store displays. This not only amplifies the reach of the content, but can also reinforce the message that your brand is loved and trusted by real people. When you feature UGC, it's essential to engage with the creators and the audience. That's really the goal. It's building a community. So once it's out into the world, you want to respond to comments, answer questions, show your appreciation for the content that's being shared. This will strengthen the connection between your brand and the fans, but it also encourages more people to join the conversation and share their own experiences. And finally, don't forget to track the performance of the UGC campaigns, especially if you put an effort into actually architecting it. Keep an eye on key metrics like engagement, reach, conversions, ROI, whatever it is. This will actually help you understand what's resonating with your audience, and then use this data to refine the strategy, identify the types of content that work best, and continue leveraging UGC to drive brand promotion and marketing effectively. Now, let's talk about the concept of UGC and building trust and brand loyalty, because we understand now how to why we love UGC. We understand how to get it from the audience and even how to promote it. But why does it play such an important point? Why does it have such an important place in the building of trust and brand loyalty with our customers? It's because in today's marketing landscape, authenticity and transparency are more important than ever. People are tired of overly polished scripted ads, and they love seeing real stuff. UGC provides that authentic, unfiltered glimpse into the true experience of using your product or service. This transparency can be so powerful in building trust with your audience and showing that your brand is truly committed to delivering on its promises. We've touched on social proof a little bit earlier in this podcast, but it's really worth emphasizing how crucial it is. When customers see others using and enjoying your product, or even potential customers, it provides validation and reassurance that they're making the right choice. UGC acts as a form of social proof, showing that real people are satisfied with your brand and its offerings. So when you leverage UGC in your marketing efforts, you're capitalizing on this powerful psychological phenomenon and helping potential customers feel more confident in their decisions to choose your brand. It also helps with word of mouth marketing. You see, word of mouth marketing is one of the most potent and cost-effective ways to promote your brand. People trust the opinions of their friends and family and peers more than any advertisement. By encouraging and showcasing UGC, you're effectively tapping into the power of word of mouth marketing. Your customers become brand advocates. They share their experiences and they amplify your message with their networks, which can significantly boost your brand reputation and reach. And finally, UGC can help you personalize customer experiences by highlighting the diverse ways that people engage with your brands. When you showcase different stories and perspectives and use cases, you can demonstrate that your brand is flexible and adaptable. It caters to a wide range of needs and preferences. So this personalization can create a deeper connection between your brand and its customers, and hopefully it will foster long-term loyalty and drive repeat business. I also want to wrap this up with a couple more useful takeaways for people that are looking to build out UGC campaigns, and also highlight some case studies of companies that have done it well. So first, do case studies, just to reinforce how useful UGC campaigns can actually be for your business. IKEA, you all know IKEA. They launched the IKEA at Mine campaign. This asked customers to share photos on social media of various IKEA products in their home. This helped IKEA create a community around its brand, show how products fit into different lifestyles and spaces, and yes, the results were amazing. IKEA saw a 27% higher reach on its UGC content over its branded content. 27%, which is absolutely wild. That's a huge number. And it saw a 3.54% higher conversion rate and 2.7 times higher engagement rates. Now, next proof point. Purple Mattress, another company, they started a UGC pipeline with Roster, which is a platform that connects brands with content creators. Purple Mattress sent free products to selected creators and asked them to share honest reviews and feedback on social media. This helped Purple Mattress generate tons of genuine, authentic testimonials. They saw a 22% increase in organic traffic, a 25% decrease in bounce rate, and a 40% increase in average session duration on their website after implementing a UGC campaign. And lastly, Dr. Martens, another company, integrated UGC on its e-com site with Bizarre Voice, which is another software that collects and displays customer reviews and ratings. Dr. Martens displayed UGC from Instagram on its product pages, allowing shoppers to see how customers styled their shoes and get inspired. This helped Dr. Martens increase their conversion rate by 58%. Dr. Martens also saw an increase of 140% in revenue per visitor, an increase of 300% in time spent on site, and an increase of 146% in page views per visit by adding UGC. Incredible. So let me give you some examples of some different tools that you can also use to help you with your campaigns. First tool, and by the way, whenever I do these, none of these are sponsored. Maybe one day they will be, but none of them are sponsored right now. So this is just stuff that I've used or that I've seen in the market that helps. So Grin is a creator management platform. This helps brands connect with content creators on all social channels, find, track, and repurpose UGC. Grin also offers tools for analyzing the performance of campaigns, measure engagement rates, and identify brand advocates. Tint is another UGC platform that allows brands to discover, collect, and curate user-generated content from social media for the purpose of using that content on websites, digital screens, emails, and ads. Tint also provides tools for moderating, filtering, and rights management for UGC. Stackla is a visual content engine that uses artificial intelligence to find and display the best user-generated content across all marketing channels. Stackla also helps brands request rights to UGC, measure its impact, and optimize its performance. Pixly is a UGC platform that helps brands collect, manage, and display user-generated photos and videos on their websites, mobile apps, emails, and social media. It also offers tools for analyzing the performance of UGC campaigns, measuring engagement rates, and identifying brand advocates. And Tagbox is a UGC platform that helps brands aggregate content from all social media platforms in one feed and displays it on websites, digital screens, or at events. Tagbox also provides tools for moderating, customizing, and analyzing UGC feeds. So there you have it, the ultimate guide to leveraging UGC user-generated content for your marketing and effective brand promotion. As we've discussed, UGC plays a vital role in today's marketing landscape, provides authenticity, transparency, and social proof that can help your brand stand out from the competition. By incorporating UGC into your marketing strategy, you can build trust, foster brand loyalty, and create a community of engaged fans who will champion your brand to their network. Let's just summarize some of the key takeaways and action steps for UGC that you just got. Remember to understand the different types of UGC, including customer reviews, social media posts, blog posts, photos, videos, community discussions. Implement strategies to encourage the creation of UGC, such as creating a branded hashtag, offering incentives, hosting contests, collaborating with influencers, and making it easy for users to share content. Follow best practices for showcasing UGC, including obtaining permission, curating high-quality content, sharing across multiple platforms, engaging with users, and monitoring performance metrics, and recognize the role of UGC in building trust and brand loyalty, and use it to strengthen your brand reputation and personalize customer experiences. Now, it's time to put these insights into action. Start leveraging user-generated content to elevate your brand, elevate your marketing, embrace the authenticity, creativity, and passion of your customers, and watch your brand explode, because UGC is honestly one of the best ways to stand out in your marketing efforts in a very noisy, crowded marketplace. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.